Professor Buzzkill, Mini Mix.
Buzzkillers, it's the old professor here with your mini myth for the week. Let's talk about Ben Franklin. Let's talk about him flying his kite. Let's talk about him discovering electricity. Did it really happen? Well, sadly, no. Good old Ben may have flown his kite in a thunderstorm, may have been struck by lightning, may have got himself burnt, or that key that was on the string may have lit up. But he was certainly not the first person to discover electricity. It had happened a long, long time ago. Various ancient cultures had discovered static electricity, of course. It's around all the time. And excavations of Roman sites in the 1930s found pots that had sheets of copper inside, and inside that were iron rods. And scientific archaeologists think that those might have been kind of ancient forms of batteries. Now, there are other excavations in Baghdad that showed that ancient Persians had also developed an early form of batteries. Now, this is DC power. Remember what we said about Thomas Edison and DC and the AC and the War of the Curtains? Well, clearly the old Romans and the old Persians were dealing with DC. But where does the word electricity come? Well, in the early 1600s, two English scientists used different terms for the phenomenon that people had known about for years. William Gilbert called it electricus, and Thomas Brown called it electricity, and that's the name that stuck. Sorry to burst the bubble about old Ben Franklin, but it's just a myth. Talk to you next week.